She on top of Hidalim and Al top Rashi Bnei Aliyah. Samura assumes the case was that the Bnei Merpeset were really Bnei Aliyah. The Gevim Merpeset too, but they were also not the same level as Merpeset. So Bnei Chatzar were below it, and the Bnei Aliyah were above it. El Alder Merpeset Zu Olam in Yerdin. This was like a stop along the way that you go up to the Merpeset, from there you go up to the Aliyah. V'tel b'shebachot shu gvoya yud. So this area which is raised up inside the chotzer, which is 10 tefachim high, havinamach min Aliyah yud. It was 10 tefachim lower than the top of the where the Aliyah is. The Havi will be case of the Zebashil, so the Zebash Riku. These people are going to access the area by lowering something down. These people have to access the area by throwing something up to it. We say it goes with the Bnei Aliyah, according to Rav, both should be Osir. Instead, we say that like Shmuel, that the ones who are above it, who use it by going lowering things down to it, raising things up from there, are the ones of Shemutter. The Gemara says, no, it wasn't the case that they were Bnei Aliyah, they were living on the Merpeset. The Merpeset can sheyesh, but the Urim, in the Merpeset itself, at that level, there were the Urim. The Lees who have a high tail, Shabbat, or Shabbat, Lehem, Besechasara. So then the height of the tail was the same height as them, within 10 Tzvachim high. So that's like a case of the Zebah Pesach. The tail is either a little bit higher or a little bit lower than that, but within 10 tefachim. So, and that's why they get it. The Gemara says, if you have the case of the Seifa, it says Pachas Mikan, it says Lechatzer. Why is it only Lechatzer? So if the Hillock is only 8 tefachim tall, it's still within 10 tefachim of the height of the Merpeset. So both can access it equally, both the Bnei Chotzer and the Bnei Merpeset. The Zeva Pesach, the Zeva Pesach, but Tabayah Boyle eats Tzuribay, so both should be also to use it. The whole Stam Merpeset, Lo Gevi, Tuba Merpeset isn't that high that it shouldn't be considered having direct access to this hill, this raised area. And the Mishnah says it goes to the Chotzer. This is no means af the Chotzer. Klarmer, Shtei Rishu is Shaltis Boy, Vaisin Zelze. Now, the case before, only the Merpeset had rights to it. In this case, the Bnei Chotzer also have rights to it, and the result of that is that neither one can carry until the Ma'arav together. The Mai Lechotzer, the phrase of Lechotzer means af Lechotzer. Ka'amar, but the Urim Merpeset, I'm talking about people living on the height of Merpeset, not the Bnei Aliyah. We can only say if a Mufleg is a fill of Gavah Yud, have you Lechotzer. If it's four Tvachim away, so it belongs to the Lechotzer. So what was the case? The chotzer means only the chotzer. Inam the shari leishim, which means they can use it. Why is that? Amai nehi nami the mai merpeset bnei aliyah. Even if you tell me that the merpeset means bnei aliyah, rishus is the tavayu he. So the shnei and tashmishuk bekasha. We still left with the problem that both of them are not easily have easy access to it. The chotzer would have to throw something to get it to the top. The Leah has to throw out towards it. And ones that are low, they have to lower down to. Lowering something, visibly throwing something up, is considered easier. But hachadika shilshul uzrikas meshech shabanhein uzrikas gaiva v'may lechotzer. So we're going in Shmuel Shita. But even Shmuel agrees over here. You have to throw out towards it plus lower down is not better than the Bnei Chotzer have to throw up to get to it. So why is it only the Chotzer? Teretz is El Kerchecha Af the Chotzer. But certainly the phrase means even according to Shmuel that the phrase has to mean to the Chotzer also. So once that's true, I can use that same type of answer in the Reisha for Rav. So the Rav Nami, the Matar Tzobet the Yerim Repesit, my lechotzer the Tani, apochus mikan, af lechotzer kamar vesurin. So it means the chotzer also, and neither one can carry them. Good. Zot the Gemara. Tana, holding the Gemara. About 10 lines down. Tanan. Next case in the Mishnah. It says, Chiyus Abor Vasela, Shein Gavoyan Asorda, Limer Pesit. So you have the Bor is this depressed area where you store something inside of it, but you make it by digging out from the ground. You take the dirt that you dig out, you make a rim around the Bor. That's called Chuyus Abor. So the height of the Chuyus Abor is 10 Tvachim high. Or there's a rock, which is 10 Tvachim high. So the B'nai Merpesit are the ones who have the Slusim in it, because for them it's easy access. Pachos Mikan, L'chotzer. Lower than that, it goes to the Chotzer. Now, the Mor is assuming the Kasha means B'nai Aliyah. And this is where Rafuna gave his answer. Amar Rafuna. So if it's going in Bnei Aliyah, so Bisham according to Shmuel, the Zeb Bashil Shal, the Zeb Azrika, the Bnei Chotzer have to throw up to it. The Bnei Aliyah have to lower down to it. Bnei Aliyah with. That's what the Mishnah says. So according to Rav, both have difficulty accessing it. They both have equal rights to it, equal levels of access, and therefore both answer at each other. Some more answers. It wasn't talking about that people who were living in the Aliyah, which is higher up, and they have to lower down. It's living on the Merpeset, which is in the middle level. And for them, it was direct access across. So that's, of course, that they have more connection to it, because for them it's easy access. Where it says, Tenach Sela, Bor Ma'ikah Lameim. So Boris is like this. If you were to tell me, like we were assuming before, let's say Shmuel, that we give Shilshul rights over Zrika. So I have a boar, so I have a cellar. So a cellar is a solid item. And I'm accessing the top of the cellar. And then I have the boar, which has water inside. So I'm accessing inside the rim of the boar. So it's two different things. One is the act of shilshul is more extensive. So the cellar could be, it's possibly it reaches the height of the Bnei Aliyah. You know, it's very possible that it's at the same level. But now that you're telling me, we're talking about Bnei Merpeset, so what exactly is the case of the boar adding more than the case of Sela? Because the Sela, you have to do shilshul.
I understand. What's the difference between the chlius boar and the Sela?
Because your goal over here is to access inside of the chlius boar.
The boar itself.
To get the water inside.
Okay.
Right. So that's an act of shulshul. So right, you're being mishalshul inside of it. So according to Shmuel, that's fine. But according to Rav, we're back to the problem. This is Zeb shulshul, Zeb is Rika. So they both have difficulty accessing it. Somewhere else it says, So Amar Yisab Reid, Rabbi Yehuda, Hachav Bor Malei Amayim Askin. The water is the water level is all the way up at the top, so it doesn't require shilshul for the Bnei Merpeset, which are basically at level with it. It's just a question of reaching over and taking off the top. The more doesn't like that. But eventually the water's level is going to go down, so it should be a problem. Because something which can be removed and moved on Shabbos, we saw regards to access issues, is not significant. So you put something against the wall which you can move on Shabbos, so that's not called that you've made the top of the wall more accessible. Right now it is, but since you can move it, it's not called that you've created an access point. So if over here the point is you're saying it's more accessible, well, it's not really more accessible because the water goes down. Where it says no. Kiman the Himalaya Sharya. Kichasunami Sharya. So the when it's Mole, it's Mutter. So when it's Chasu, it's also Mutter. Where it says, why should you say that? In general, the rules are the other way around. Adarab. Kiman the Kichasu Asira, Kimayanami Asira. What we've seen until now is that something which is Nitl B'Shabbos cannot give a status of heter by saying it's more accessible. See, when right now it's mole, since when it becomes chaser, it's a problem. So right now it's also a problem. Alam Rabbaya Hacha Bebor Malei Aperis Askinen. It wasn't full of water. Rather, it was full of grain. Where it says, well, Kashiku, you could take the grain out, the pears out. And where it says, no, but it's Betivla, that they're Tevel and they're Muksa, so you can't move them. Where it says, Dekanami, Diktoni Dumidish Sela, and that makes it a parallel case to the case of the Sela, which is that its height is maintained, the Sela's height doesn't change over Shabbos. So the case of the board also, we're talking about that its height level, its level is not going to change because what's inside there is not movable on Shabbos. Shmami no. Fedmar Kasha, okay. Very nice, but then what do you need two cases for? Lama the Misni, boar, Lama the Misni, Sela. Why do you have to say the case of the boar and the case of the Sela? Bishlam, the case of the boar was not, it was something which is movable, and the Chiddush is that Shulshul overrides Rika, so then I understand why you need two cases. But now they tell me it's the same case. It's basically sell all over again. So what do you need? More says tzricha. I need both. The Yashminin sell the lekha lemigzer. But just say the case of sell, I'd say that over there there's nothing to be gozer or to any case. But Abel Bor, the case of the Bor, ligzer dimin demalya peiris misukonin. I would say maybe you can't, according to Rab, that the Zel b'shulshul and the Zel b'zricha is also, but over here it's not a case of Zrika because the level is high and it's not going anywhere. But a person could easily confuse that with a case where what's inside there are pairs with Sukkanim and there the level could drop and it's a problem and people not know that's a problem because you see that you equate the two cases. That's what Tzirka, I mean, the mission said, not only a case of Sela, but even a case of Bor. So it's like a lozul abzul katani. It bothers me just in the order of the Mishnah. It says the case of Bor first. So what do you the case of Sela for? Just say the case of Bor. So that's the other thing like the Morse says before, because the Sela is Megala back on the case of Bor. We're talking about such the Morse says, it's Dumi the Bor, Dumi the Sela. The case of Bor is talking about a level which is stable, just as the case of Sela, the level is stable. So I have to do the case of Sela to give me the stability issue. The Kasha just said the case of Sela that I can, because there's a potential for making a Gzeira by Bor, which isn't by Sela. Fine. Tzricha, therefore both cases are needed. Tzir Dashri. Kliyas Habor. or she yesh lechotzer sell. There's a bore here, or there's a cellar there. So the mer passes. So chodaytach lebnei aliyah comers, referring to bnei aliyah, which are higher up, and they have to access it by lowering something down. Shilshul. So kasha the rav. Where it says Tenach is a delivery on the river passage. Where it says Tenach Sela, to have the river passage Kipasach. For the river passage, that's like a direct access across. It's not a high. It's not high enough or low enough. That's a problem. Shagabov habi tashmishi that you mishdamish on the top of the rock. The kavoya shabal lehenhu. And its height is basically parallel to the height of the revesit. So you take water out of it. Tashmishta b'shilshalu is vital. The process of using it is through a process of shilshul. If you live in the name of Pesit, even if the case is the name of Pesit, which they're on level with the height of the top of the boar, but they still have to do b'shilshul because shirei mekarki yosu darling. You draw the water from the bottom of the pit, and still shaminot ahol b'nei kotz tashmishta b'smika sheyachol amalas elam ken zorkin dli lamala minachluya. They have to throw the bucket over the top, and they just lower down the bucket. Even though they have to lower it down, but they lower it down. You beat them to the hall, leave the name or pass it. The b'shulshul, you give it to their pastor, which they access through shulshul. That's like shmul, kishmul. More answers, no way am I. The habi kipasach, they repass it. The height is high enough that it's direct access. More says, but it'll go down. More says, b'nativlo. It's b'meleya peiros, b'nativlo. Shein muks and machmas, isser, tevel. Because they're in the talto. They're also because they sort of, you can't move because they're tevel. So they're on level. Like the case of the cellar, its height is stable. Where says, okay, if that's true, so there's two, the cases are redundant. Lovely the misty terayo. So when you both cases of Rahob with the table of Makbis law, you're talking about cases of Tevel. So it's basically it's a stable height. If you would have said not like you were saying right now, I'm talking about the case of a bor of mayim. Is it right? In the case of bor, even though you asked it to shilshul, it goes to ne'aliyah, like Shmuel. The name passed it. Nachas Koshib like the Shilshul, the Mepesit. The access of the Mepesit through Shilshul is better than the access of the Bechotzer through Zrika. Never belongs to them, like Shmuel. Elahasha, the boar of Isela, it's only a case of a boar which is full of Paris Tevil, Shnein, Tashmish, and Al Gabon. Both are on top. So tomorrow, Lomali, what are you two cases? Well, this is Sela. Well, this is Nibor. However, sub, Kedumi, the Sela, boy is Lokma. You want to say the case is like a Sela anyway. Should you say case of Sela? He, the Bor, below Sela, the Matsi, the Mem, and this year, you can't say the case of Bor without the case of Sela. You can't have a meaning of a Bor, Stam, Komar. It was somebody regular Bor. You said the case of the Mishnah. The way we knew the case of Paris Tevel, because they made a seller. So I need seller to be Megala. That's the case. A seller like Bor, this name. I just didn't say seller without Bor. This is no. Excuse me. How can I say in Trichel? The other time the seller, the lack of the Migzer, we're going to see an E ton of Bor. I was seller like. The boar below seller, the mutzi, the mystic can appreciate. The more never contemplated saying the case of boar without the case of seller. We just have to explain the case of seller. Once you have the case of seller, what do you need the case of boar also? You should be going to the case of Sukkot, the Shokli Minayu, the Chosri, Vasili, the Shoshul. If they're full with payers, but the payers are Masukin, you can take from them on Shabbos. So you should ask her, when they can't take, oh, to a case they could take, that's everything. So it's not sure you don't say that. Okay. It's not the Gemara. Toshma. Anche Chotzer. So far we've been asking from our Mishnah, now we're being asking from a Braisa. So far we've been asking on Rav, now we're going to ask on Shmuel. Anche Chotzer. So you have Anshe Chotzer and Anshe Aliyah. So it's clear in the bright the case of Anshe Aliyah, and they were not Ma'arav together. Okay. So you have a wall which goes from the ground floor of the Chotzer up to the height of the Aliyah. So who can be mishtamish with the wall? So what's the case? Ziz, Yetzim in a Kessel, there's something which protrudes from the wall, like a ledge. The Matame Sorah, if it protrudes from the wall, lower than 10th of Aham off the ground. So the Loch is, it goes to the Tatarim. It goes to the Chatzim. And the Matame Sorah, Lali, if it's above ten, goes to Bnei to the Aliyah. So it said the Anshelir Mishtamshim with Asur Hol Yarnim. So if the wall is 25 Tvachim tall, so lower 10 go to the Bnei Chatzar, the upper 10 go to the Bnei Aliyah, and the middle 5 nobody can use. Well, that's the case of Lezebah Shilshul, Lezebah Zrika. And it says also, like Rav, not like Shmuel. So, Rav Nachman, Hocha, Bekoisel, Tisha, Osir, Askina. The example was that it was 19. It was a Yotzim, Imenu, Lamati, Misor. Excuse me. Yotzim, Imenu, Lamati, Misor. The Ziz comes out. The Matim is the case of the Zeb of Hesed, the Zeb of Shulshul. Below 10, the Chotzer has easy access. It's like there's a doorway there. It's just like the same thing. It's very easy to go. The upper people have to Mishalshul, so that belongs to the Surah Tatar. The Malva Surah, the Zeb of Hesed, the Zeb of Zrika. Above 10 Tvachim is within 9 Tvachim of the top. And we said, well, the ninth Tvachim is not even Shulshul. It's just that's called easy access. So that's like the Zeb Pesach, the Zeb Zrika. So you give it to the upper one, it's not to the lower one.
Not much of a Kiddush.
It's a fair question. I'm not sure. Below Irvu Elu Melo, they weren't married together. So Basar Tatanim, Kushal Abayis Bechotzer. There's a wall of the house which has a second floor also. So regards to using, put something in the wall of inside of the Chotzer. It's So the absurd tonim actually calls him stamption the hoop capacity when they leave social. For them that's direct access. Bnei Chotzer. For the Bnei Aliyah, you have to mishalshel down. So they, the Bnei Chotzer get it. So you have Shemi Tachas Aliyah, they're right below where the Aliyah is. Anshe Aliyah Mishamshin, the Smuchan Hain, for them that's immediately accessible and therefore they use it. The Smuchan Hain live in Aliyah. However, they do get past the Bnei Chotzer Bezrika, so they have direct access and the Bnei Chotzer have to throw. So it says Kates in the case of Aziz. A brother chutz l'kaisel, it's a ledge sticking out of the wall. Mali Mesor. So it's above 10. So that's the more similar right now in the question. Aliyah gavoya tsuvaskin, and the Aliyah is quite much higher. Excuse me. Bahai the mala lamina karkimited. So you say the mala, it doesn't mean above 10 tvachim. It means the upper 10 tvachim. It's above the 10 tefachim down. It's, you know, it's within 10 tefachim of the Bnei Aliyah. So if you're counting down from the top, you get to 10. This is higher than that, which means it's within 10 tefachim of the top. The Hanukkah Ketani Reisha, Biyudol Yonim, Anshi Aliyah Mishtamtsin. That's the case of the Reisha. The Hod the Beni Beni. She Ben Yudol Yonim Yudatatanim. The Hav of the Chotzim is Rikul Aliyah Bishulshul. But what's in the middle, both have difficulty accessing. It's Osir. The Tavai, both can't use it. Look at Rav. That's like Rav. So we're answering because the teacher also has Kinnan. Like a Beni Beni, there's nothing in the middle. The Kolamatim Yisara Didei is the Chotzim. Whatever's below 10, the Chotz has easy access and the Bnei Aliyah don't. The Chotz of Bezrika, L'Aliyah, B'Pesach, all around. Above 10, it's within 10 of the top immediately. So, it's a case of the Bnei Aliyah, it's close by, and the Chotz have to throw there. Fine. So that's why it's a kaisel, which is 19. I said, why do you just say kaisel, which is 20? So there's 10 higher, 10 lower. Because that's in the matzah l'ukme. Deem ken, because you would have said a case of 20. Sheminan minei, we would learn out Rosh tefach asiri, the zeb shilshul, the zeb zrika. Is also well, Shori Tanakama El Lamala or Lamata. If it's exactly a 10, it would be a problem. That's what we would assume. But he's Rachel Barboskin, Rashi points out that the ledge is 4 Tvachim wide. It's 4x4, otherwise, it's not its own place. It's like a Malkam Maturu, which is not, has no significance in either direction. Fine. Okay. There's a mission later on. Deals with drawing water. You have a case that you have, say, a house which is built right next to the river. And then you put a gezusura, like a porch, sticking out over the water, with an opening in it, which a person will go out onto the gezusura, and then lower the his bucket down through the opening into the water, take the water out. Was directly, he was now standing out over the water on this merpesa. You make a hole through it and go through. So there were two floors. Each one had their gezusterot. Each one had an opening. So shei gezusterot, zulam alamizu. There was two gezusterot, one above the other. So halacha is that the gezusterot is considered a rishus yachid. The yam or the river is considered a karmelis. So we have a problem that you can't access the water from take it out of the yam back into the Ritzusa, which is the Rishon Tzayach. So Mishnah said, what you do is you build a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high, around the opening of where you're going to draw the water. Then you say, good achas mechitza swara, as we say that the mechitza is extended down into the water, and it's as if you made a mechitza in the water. So now this area where you're drawing the water from, directly beneath it, has a wall around it. So it's from Shusayachid to Shusayachid, it's not a problem.
So the upper gezustra is, you know, has this hole in it, and then you're lowering the bucket through the lower gezustra, through that the hole.
There's
that,
a hole, right? There's a hole directly beneath it. Okay. So you have two gezustras, one above the other. Also, lo yonim lo also lo tatano. So you made this mechitza, this 10 tefachim high mechitza around the gezustra. So you didn't make one in the lower level. So both are also to mimim, both are also to mimim al. They weren't, the case was that the bnei li and the bnei upper gezustra and the lower gezustra were not ma'arif together. So they a common area is going to be also for both of them to use. So this area, which the upper ones have made in mechitza, indicating that they're going to use it. The lower ones, they're right there. So it's a case of the Zeb Shulshul, Zeb Shulshul, which they both have access to it. Both should be also.
Zeb what? Zeb Shulshul.
Zeb Shulshul, Zeb Shulshul. They're both Shulshul. But let's say the Bnei Tachtoina, were being Mamala through the Elyono, but they'd have to throw their bucket up to allow them to be able to get the mechitza. Is only built on the higher one. The higher one was not above the lower one. It was moved over. The lower one did not make a mechitza. They would throw their buckets over to the other ledge through the hole with the mechitza down into the, and draw the water, then pull the bucket back up and bring it back to theirs. So it's a case of Lezeb Bizrika, Lezeb Shulshul. And it says you could do it. The bottom picture over here. If so there's side step one to the other, but only this one built a mechitza, so they can't draw water directly. They're drawing water by throwing their bucket up here, through it, lowering it down into the water. So that's the case of Zeb Shul Shul Zeb Zrika.
Well, but the Zrika, what distance is there? What, when you say Zrika, so are you assuming then that it's more than 10 tefachim? Or?
No, it's over to the side.
Well, okay. How far? It has to be four tefachim to the side, or?
We're going to see the case that they weren't. They were less than four tefachim. I assume that the more still assume that's called an act of zrika. The mice that practically that's what you did. You did a process of zrika. But according to Shmuel, that the Zeb Shil Shel Zeb is weak as Mutter, so why don't we say that the B'nai Halyona, which for them is just straight Shulsul, should have the rights, and the B'nai Zerika, the other Zusra, should Nasser in them. Some of the boy in B'nai Chatona Derech Halyona Lamalis. So they didn't throw it across. There was a ramp, a ladder, or something which allowed the B'nai Gezusra Tatona to go up to the upper one. They would actually go to the upper one and be mamal over there. So there, if that's how they access it, so they both have equal access. That's one terrace. Abaya Omar, Abaya says, "Kerem the Kamina the Besecha Sora Dadozi." That the distance between the two, that the upper one was not 10 tefachim higher than the lower one. So, since that's true, they're considered both on the same level. Will be boy comer. So let me buy us the tachtana. Lost the yerno that siri. So it comes out if he did for the tachtana and not for the yerno. It's very easy. The yerno would easily lower the thing, something down through the tachtana and pull the water out. So they both have the same level of access. It's both male of both are also. Given the begav yud adori come in and they're within yud of each other. Also, no, they affect each other. But the chiddush afilu also lo yana, but also the tatoino. You may feel the yana after the tatoino. So chadat amir akir the zeb benachas the zeb bekasha leis the zesh tashvisha benachas. To mashulon kibin the begav asur kamin and asur and ador. Okay. Yeah, okay. Tamashulon, I said that, I told it here. Do you have time for Rashi? Yeah, no, let's hold it here. So Rashi, top of the page.